Cell phones across Russia and Iran have been lighting up with a text message from the U.S. State Department. Wanted, information about any planned U.S. election hacking. Reward, $10 million U.S. dollars. This modernized version of leaflet dropping comes after the U.S. intelligence community's recent assessment that Russia, China, and Iran are working to influence the upcoming U.S. presidential election on different sides. We wanted to hear more, so we bring in NPR election security correspondent Phil Ewing. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Robin.
And start with Russia. What do we know about how the Kremlin is already interfering in this election?
Well, according to the comparatively broad and detailed statements from the intelligence community, they're using a playbook that looks very similar to the one that we saw them use in 2016 and which has been investigated in quite a bit of detail since then, trying to pit Americans against each other on social media, trying to spread false stories, disinformation via those same vectors. And according to the intelligence community, the Russians specifically are trying to denigrate the likely Democratic nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden, according to the IC, likely because they associate him with the anti-Russian kind of hawkish policies of the Obama administration. And for that reason, I think their druthers would be that he not become president. They would face a different set of headwinds from Washington if that happens.
Well, there was that video that was said to show protesters in Portland burning, a pile of Bibles. It went viral on the conservative internet. Senator Ted Cruz tweeted about it, but it wasn't true. It was from a Kremlin-backed source. So, what do we know from 2016? I mean, we thought the conclusion was these did have an impact.
Well, they certainly agitate people. They get people fired up. And they create a sense of doubt among Americans about who they're really dealing with and whether anything they are shown or told by people they thought were their fellow Americans online is real. Will it have an effect on voting behavior, on which candidates people choose? That clearly remains to be seen. We've still got several weeks to run. But this has become part of the way this game is played now, where Americans are social distancing, they're staying home, they're perceiving much more of our national political life through the prism of social media. And the question that stories like the Bible narrative raise is, are the things you're seeing on there real, and can you trust what you're being told? That, from the perspective of these foreign nations that interfere, is a good outcome. They want to sow doubt. They want there to be chaos. They want Americans not to believe what they're seeing.
Now, Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for the congressional intelligence report to be made public. She says what Russia is doing is far more serious than other countries like China. But what about China and Iran? The report says they both prefer a Biden presidency.
Right. The intelligence community said they, too, are involved. They're doing a lot of the same messaging on social media. And in the case of China, it has really stepped up its public messaging toward the West and the United States in a way that is historically new. You know, social platforms like Twitter especially are blocked inside of China. So when you see Chinese government officials talk in response to State Department accounts or comments made by American officials, they're talking back to the United States. They're not talking to an audience inside of China. Now, what we don't know, and what the question was raised by the Speaker and other Democrats after this intelligence community announcement, was what else they might be doing. And in their view, the intelligence community falsely equivocated between these three nations when, according to kind of reading between the lines of what the Democrats said, their position is the Russian actions are far greater and far more consequential than the other two. But we can't see everything. All we see is what the IC lets us see. And so we're still kind of stumbling in the dark in terms of what other activities might be taking place that they aren't briefing us about and they themselves might not know about.
Well, you've said that the goal, at least of the Russians, is to, sow division. We've spoken to intelligence community members who've said, this is a Cold War playbook that Russia at least is following, fanning these flames of division. And in this country, we've also got QAnon, this apparently homegrown conspiracy theory that Democratic elites are running a child sex trafficking ring trying to take down Trump. We don't even know if Russians are behind that because it's anonymous. We have no idea. But is there a sense that the people who are following that are sort of in a funny way doing Russia's bidding? I mean, it's the same kind of division.
Well, the question that you pose is, have these foreign interference efforts over the past several years basically lit a fire in the United States that's now burning under its own fuel? You know, you don't need to have people from outside the country agitating in the old-fashioned way necessarily if enough of the tinder has now caught a spark to continue it burning on its own. We don't know how dispositive it's going to be in this election. We don't know how long that's going to last based on the coming weeks. A lot is still going to happen politically in terms of the conventions and potential debates between the candidates. But at the same time, as you describe, this is now apparently as much a homegrown domestic American phenomenon as it might have been the result of foreign agitation. And that's just kind of the world that we're living in now.
Phil, so much going on when it comes to election security. We'll have you back real soon. But meantime, Phil Ewing, NPR's election security editor, thank you.
Thank you.